Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, back live as we should be here in the studio instead of tape delayed for you. Of course, it's just not me here. I know a lot of you would love to just say, hey, is that Mike Horn doing the Sports Lounge? Yeah. That's me. I'm here today with you, everybody. I'm here, but we do have somebody who I'd like to introduce.
In the wings.
You can hear his voice. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic, the one and only, Mr. Fred Dreyer. How you doing, Fred?
Well, it's great to be back with you live.
Yeah.
And it's, 4 weeks, I guess?
Something like that. Yeah, you were out in Orange County doing stuff, and so we had to tape our shows, and hopefully we're going to be going here 5 days a week very soon. I know we've been telling you that for a year, but we're getting closer and closer each day.
Well, it is. We have lots to do on this end. And your personal life has to change a little bit, as does mine. You have to.
Boy, does mine have to change.
You have to really.
Boy,
you got to figure something out over there.
Yeah.
But we're in the process of making changes and doing those amendments. I couldn't commit to doing anything until I finished my neurofeedback with Dr. Krause.
You were doing neurofeedback, and we should just mention it here briefly a little bit, because it's from football, from concussion therapy and all this kind of stuff.
And everything else.
And everything else in life as you get older. And this is a doctor that actually works on neurofeedback of the brain. Is that correct?
Well, she's a neurologist.
Yeah.
And, she does brain mapping, takes a look at what the state of your brain is. And then she prescribes treatment, and then you adhere to it. And, you know, I live in up in Bel Air, and I have to take a ride, every day down to Costa Mesa and to Orange County and to...
Well, that's why she does brain mapping. Can you show me where Costa Mesa is on your forehead?
Yeah,
Could you do that right now?
Yeah, I've got right above my earlobe is Costa Mesa. And just a little bit further...
Because she did a great job. It's great.
Yeah. I don't have to use a GPS now.
I've got a trip to Idaho planned, and I'm taking Fred with me just to look at
this. Just strap me to the hood.
I'll point
this way, and then I'll...
All right, we're going to take a break. That's our show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. That's all we got today.
That's all you're going to get in the future.
We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi everyone, Fred Dreyer here, reminding all of you to join me for a very special event coming your way Sunday, June 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Meet me at galaxycon.com for a free question and answer session, then stick around for a one-on-one video chat with me. You and I can chat one-on-one, plus there are autographs and more. Sign up now at galaxycon.com. That's galaxycon.com, G-A-L-A-X-Y-C-O-N. Remember, you can personally chat with me on Sunday, June 12th, but you have to sign up before the event. I want to talk with you. So head over to galaxycon.com and sign up today. It all takes place Sunday, June 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time with me, Fred Dreyer. Go to galaxycon.com and sign up now. See you Sunday the 12th at galaxycon.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. The man dressed in white today, and he spared no expense. He's right after the show going to a Great Gatsby party. And so he has dressed himself in white, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, believe me. I'm back from the fray, and I'm here with battling it out with Mike Horn. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, we got,
you got something here to show me?
Yeah. We got Mike Gehry in here for you.
Wait,
Mike, get over there with Fred. Go in there. We always have Mike Gehry, who's our roving reporter, and this is why.
Flashing news, right
there. He likes to rove in here. Hold on, there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
That's our roving reporter. It's good to.
Yeah.
How does he get? Oh, he got the same way he came in.
What did he do?
Yeah, he was there. He was in there.
Colin Kaepernick.
He'll be back later.
Working out with Raiders as
well. Wait a second, Mike. Mike, don't go away. We do need you here.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Right. Because he just presented this story to you, and you just repeat that again, Fred, so the audience can hear.
Colin Kaepernick. You know who he is.
Yeah.
Working out with Raiders as door opens for potential NFL return.
Oh yes.
He's received workout invitations from the Las Vegas Raiders. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2017, New Year's Day.
Yeah, let's go to Mike Gehry. Mike, wow. Fill us in. What do you got for us here? What's the deal?
Well, gentlemen, just saw reporting earlier today on TMZ, and they always get it right. That's Mark Davis, who said previously, months back, that he will be willing to work out Colin Kaepernick, that he will indeed work out Colin Kaepernick, who I believe has not thrown a NFL pass since 2017.
Yeah, so Kaepernick has not thrown a pass since 2017. Now, he was good for 1 year, and he was looked like he could be the guy with the 49ers, and then all of a sudden it sort of fell apart, and then all of a sudden he took the knee, and then all of a sudden, instead of thinking about sports, we got involved in something we shouldn't have gotten involved in, took it away from sports, and here you go. Now he's coming back. How good, Mike Gehry, who's in the wings, can the guy be if he hasn't played in over 5 years?
Well, I did see some tape of his work. He's been working out continuously ever since his exile from the NFL. He is still a naturally gifted athlete. However, I would want to defer to the Sultan over here about being away from the game that long, being around from the schemes, especially as a quarterback where you have to be, the field general and, really know a playbook. I'd really be kind of concerned that his raw athleticism, especially since he's gotten older, would translate to a winning record, be it that he's been away from the game for so long.
Fred, what do you think of that?
Well, there's a lot of factors in here, and he's been away so long. I haven't missed him, by the way. that 2017 was his last time on the field. And between the last time that he left in 17, was that the kneeling situation?
Yeah, well, no, he was there. After the kneeling, he was.
Well,
he was around
I want to know, 2017 was when he was with the 49ers.
Backing up, I think.
He went to the Super Bowl against Ravens and lost.
Is that correct, Mike Gary?
I believe so, yeah.
That he lost.
Yeah.
Well, from that point in time, did he come back to the team and falter? And then out of that period of faltering, did he take a knee? And that's what 2017 represents.
Mike, what do you think?
I the timeline's a little bit sketchy in my mind because, I mean, it's indicative of he's been out of the game for so long. It's, I mean, I can't remember yesterday, much as less than 2017.
Exactly.
Well, it's been 17 and, you know, five.
Yeah, it's taken New Year's Day. He was in the NFL since New Year's Day 2017. And because he was there a year afterwards, and they just used a different quarterback, as I recall.
Well, something happened that had nothing to do with taking an knee.
Yeah, I mean, his quality of the game. Yeah, his game went down from he was like, remember the 49ers were trying quarterbacks, and all of a sudden they got Kaepernick, and it was like, this is the guy, and then all of a sudden he wasn't the guy.
Well, wait a minute. I just want to get this. From my mind, I want to find what the hell I'm talking about. He came back, and he worked himself, played himself out of a starting role.
I think most independent analysis, football analysis, would agree with that. That not necessarily.
Well, that is what.
Yeah,
that is
not
what
necessarily did it have anything to do with his personal politics or him taking a knee, but his quality of play. Because I think, as we know, you know, in any professional sport, you could be.
Oh yeah, they don't care what you've done.
But so long as you perform on the field.
Yeah, you know. So
really.
So.
Is that really where you guys are going
to
leave this thing?
I'm not going
to
leave anything.
I don't know if we should say that, but he wasn't as good as he was when he stepped in, and all of a sudden they said, we found the guy. I remember being at a game. I went to the game, and up there at the 49ers, I was in the stands, and Chris Carley was up there, and it was against Minnesota because Chris loved Minnesota, and this Kaepernick guy comes in, and he looks like he can really lead the team, and we think this is a guy that's going to go, and then it wasn't.
Here's my point.
Yes.
He hasn't been in the league for 5 years.
Yeah.
Is that primarily because of his politics?
I don't think so, because he's had workouts with a lot of teams.
All right, just settle down for a second.
Okay,
let me. I want to work
yes,
this
Sultan.
Out.
Yes,
well, you
Sultan.
Asked me a freaking question.
I know. Yes,
or
I'm
we
listening.
Can just move on to more important
this.
News
we
like want, Texas
no,
A&M,
no,
Jimbo
we don't
Fisher.
Get, no, just stay
I
with
I want to know what Jimbo Fisher. Thinks.
No, that's no. That's
what does Jimbo Fisher think of Colin Kaepernick?
Bring it home.
So
yes, go ahead.
So the point I'm trying to get to is, what is the overriding effect that Colin Kaepernick has had on the industry of pro football in America? What did he do that got him fired from football? Why is it that after he left the 49ers, you know, ostensibly for kneeling and being political? And but before that, he was pulled from the starting lineup, and the rest of the league knew why he was pulled from the starting lineup. The rest of the league didn't come after him because right after he got pulled from the lineup, he took a knee. So he took a knee, and the rest of the league said, well, we don't want anything to do with that. You know, there's a big pushback against him and against, you know, our fans. You know, the people up in San Francisco were going ballistic up there thinking that, why do we have to sit here and tolerate this guy's politics, whatever the hell they are.
That's interesting, Fred. So do you think that he, because his play wasn't up to par, do you think he started taking a knee not only for the social justice reasons he stated, but also to maybe distract from the fact that his play couldn't keep
now,
him in the league anymore?
Now I think we're closing in on it because I sound ignorant for the most part of this, but I'm only going by memory. which we all know doesn't work too well. But I'm going by memory that Colin Kaepernick wore his welcome out as a football player. And the league didn't want anything to do with it because he had been a starter in the Super Bowl, lost, came back the following year, and something took place to where the 49ers decided not to invest in him. They went a different direction, and he was hanging around, and then he showed up on the sideline taking a knee. So I think that's what happened. And so for the most part, you know, we're dealing here with a guy now who has, I guess, ostensibly been resurrected as a quarterback. His politics, whatever they might be, don't seem to be that big of a deal anymore. And frankly, you know, I think he should have done a couple of things, you know, to rectify what he was trying to say, because I think he's confused. But I don't think I wouldn't put him out because of his politics. I would put him out because he showed that he's unable to lead. And I think
I agree with that.
Remember what we did? Remember what we said here? Colin Kaepernick is out of the league because he showed his inability while protesting. He showed his inability to be a leader
on the field.
And people in the league don't want that from the quarterback.
The quarterback is the leader. We're going to take a break, come back with more here for you. We're getting into it now. Thank you, Mike Gary, for getting this together. This is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. There's a voice that's Mike Gary. And we'll all be back for you. Stay with us here in the Sports Lounge. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the Sultan of safeties. People shout that all the time. Yes. What's Fred Dreyer famous for? Two safeties in one game, and then that they say that, and I go, in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks.
Oh, there you go. That salves everything.
That's it. It gets you going there, and he's the all-pro defensive end. He's the acting legend. And Hunter, everything else. Now, we're talking about Colin Kaepernick because the story came out today. Mike Geary is with us off camera. And again, Mike, this story came out today. If you want to tell us again, Colin Kaepernick,
the Raiders, Mark Davis, the Raiders of Las Vegas have announced that they will work out Colin Kaepernick, who has been out of the league.
A tryout.
Since 2017.
I'm trying to mouth the words that Mike's saying, so it looks like I'm the guy making it.
Well, if just for our listeners at home, you know, the reason I'm not on camera is not because I'm disfigured. I'm actually quite handsome. It's because I'm on the run. I'm on the run, and I can't have my photo being distributed, you know, around town.
Well, that makes
town.
Sense, yeah. Yeah. You know, you should get a some sort of a bushy eye and big nose glasses.
Oh, all right. Okay, so can we get back to the show here? So during the break, Fred is saying, give me some stats, get what's going on. So we looked at this, and we looked at quarterback rating. And Kaepernick was on San Francisco from 2011 through 2016. His quarterback rating in 2011, 69.5, 12, 71.8, 13, 67.3, 14, 60.9, 15, 43.7. That's when this started to go downhill. And then going to 15, 49.2. Now, I'm going to say this again, and I said it with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going to say it one more time because I go to lifestyle. You'll recall before he kneeled, he was hanging out with his girlfriend. And Mike Geary, I think you said some kind of a talk show host or something. Is that correct?
Okay. So, yeah, Mr. Kaepernick, who, you know, for his entire career has never been known as political up until this particular point. I mean, he was just, you know, a regular guy just trying to make it in this crazy world.
Yeah, his afro got bigger, too, after he met her.
It did.
It actually did.
We're not trying to be flippant here. His complete persona changed.
Correct.
I mean, he grew out the hair. He's, you know, before he's a jeans and t-shirt sweats kind of guy, and now he's wearing like black on black leather with a black turtleneck. I mean, he looked like an extra on, you know,
the University
70s movie.
University of Nevada.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Jim Harbaugh, who was coach of the 49ers, went up there and worked him out and said, I want this guy. He's a great athlete. We could work with him. That's how he got here.
There was a discovery there. And so he just to get Mike's thought here and my thought through, when he got that girlfriend and he went to looking better and starting to present himself better and started listening to maybe her philosophy, or next thing you know, his game goes down. He becomes, going along with what you said, Fred Dreyer, less of a leader on the field. He's now in the relationship, which has got him his main focus. He loses focus on the field. And next thing you know, she's saying, you know, this is, you should be kneeling down for this or whatever, take a knee. And the next thing you know, whether this happened or not, this is my speculation, she got in there and messed up his head.
All right.
Took away his leadership.
Yes. Also, you know, it also is a perfect spot for him to segue away from failing as a quarterback. Forget, you know, growing an afro. Forget all this other stuff that lends to a political conversation. And forget the girl for a minute. It started with his downward spiral.
Right.
He was with this team for 5 years, and he played pretty well at times.
Yes.
And then he lost the Super Bowl, and something in there occurred to where he fizzled.
Correct.
And the coaching staff says, let's draft some other quarterbacks. And that's when the franchise turned away from him as a quarterback.
Remember, 2 years of a rating in the 40, 47, 49, after being up in the 79, almost 80.
Well,
all
even,
of a sudden he's
even 80 and 79, I mean, Fred, as you know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, the greats, they're at about 100 to 105, sometimes 110 QBR.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's right. I mean, but Harbaugh signaled clearly he was off of him.
Correct, because and he was on him at first because he had seven comeback wins and seven game winning drives, and so that gets your attention. You say, well, this guy might be the guy, you know, and then no.
Yeah, and then right there, here comes the girlfriend who probably said, "I got an idea here, Colin. You know, let's puff your hair out and take a position politically and kind of like spin this thing differently." And of course, that was suicide because the league said, "Oh God!" Not only did Jim Harbaugh send the message that as a quarterback, by the way, when you play quarterback in the National Football League, there's no secrets. Everybody knows if you've got it or you ain't got
it. That's right.
And so he suddenly did not have it. And he had to do something, so he turned to his newfound belief system, and here we are.
Well, and also, it worked out economically for him in the end run because we found out, I believe, last year that ever since 2018, he was under the payroll of Nike. Nike was paying over $90 million.
So he was making money. Now he's 34 years old. He hasn't worked.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, Mike. But that's based on the fact that he was a starter. Super Bowl.
No, this Nike
after.
Deal was after
the kneeling.
They made it after that.
They felt that it would help Nike the brand to be a more politically conscious brand.
So here's the thing. He's 34 years old. He hasn't worked out with any team or visited any team since finishing out the 2016 season. He's had some tryouts. That's been about it. But you know, he was protesting police brutality with that knee, and a lot of people think that ended his career. But I don't necessarily think that. I think it was his quality of play. He went to 28-30 as a starter during his time with the 49ers. He threw 72 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, 69 career games. He led the 49ers to the Super Bowl appearance in 2012. Went 12-4 in 2013. That's his heyday. That's those 70
ratings. Performance and decision making.
Yeah. He in his final three seasons, he including going 1-10 in his starts during the final campaign in 2016. He was literally down to nothing. So anyway, we'll see what happens if he can get it together and muster it up. You say he's going to be trying out with the Raiders.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of reasons why. I think that, you know, Mark Davis kind of sees himself as, you know, the direct protege, no pun intended, of Al Davis, and he wants to shake things up. This is going to be good for his stature, I think, in certain sort of communities. But one thing about Colin Kaepernick, why he's not in the National Football League right now, is I think that we need to think about this a little bit dialectically. Two things can be true at the same time. I think his play was not up to par in that last year, and also teams didn't want a distraction. And I'm not making any comment whatsoever on the validity of his argument or his protest, reasons for protest, but I'm saying that if football is a business, it's a multi-billion-dollar business, and if you want to compete, you have to have everybody towing in the same direction. It seems like other teammates, league, general managers, coaches didn't feel that he was all in on football at the same time when his game started to decline.
Right. Well, it's clear that's what it was, and he disappeared from the 49ers pretty quickly, and he's got his girlfriend now who's giving him haircuts. And, you know, making him feel a lot better, making him feel good. And suddenly, you know, someone says, "Hey, what about Colin Kaepernick?" And so some, you know, owner of a football team, Al Davis et al., Mark Davis.
Yes.
They all says, "Oh, yeah, we'll work him out." Now, if you're going to make this step, you got to work him out. Somebody has worked him out in private before. They're not going to bring this guy in without having seen him whatsoever. They don't want to be sucker punched here. And someone said, "Hey, the guy's really, really looks really good." And if I'm Colin Kaepernick, I don't step on that field until I really look great. Really look good.
Now, here's the deal, Fred. Going along with that, what about the Raiders? Derek Carr, they just signed this huge three-year contract extension worth $121.5 million. They've also signed Nick Mullins. They got Jarrett Stidham. They've got Chase Garbers. They've got a lot of people on this team. They say they're interested in adding a veteran. You better make sure this is the veteran you want to add because he hasn't been a veteran since
they've already answered that.
2016.
They just made an announcement right here.
Yeah.
Thank you. From CBS Sports,
yes,
leader in sports. That's what you have. You've got Colin Kaepernick, and how long ago was it when he knelt? 3-4 years ago?
2017.
Yeah, 20.
Was it 2017?
Yeah.
I thought that's when he...
No, that's when he knelt at the end.
Yeah, it was all in one season.
Okay,
it was all in one season.
All right, that's 5 years.
2016
now.
Was his last year playing.
Okay, yeah. Well then he's got some work to do if he wants to get back in.
But my question too is, does he want to return to professional football or football in general because he loves football or because he wants to continue to have a platform to get his message out? Because if he really wanted,
ooh, good question.
If he loved football, he would have been playing in the CFL. He would have been playing in Europe. He would have been playing in the USFL. He would have maybe even offered to switch positions, something that he has refused to do.
Well, I'll guarantee you this with the way everything is shaped up. His girlfriend, the political side of Nike and all of this sponsoring of Colin Kaepernick as a quarterback is directly co-opting the racist white-black element in America.
And we just had a comment here from a listener. Bruce said that he thought the girlfriend got him involved in Islam as well, too. So they were together, and there were a lot of things going on there. We'll see how he is now. I mean, that was then. This is now. He's got a tryout. Do we know when that's going to be, Mike, Gary?
Within the week.
Within the week. So we'll have more details for you next week on the
Vegas.
Show.
We got to get to Vegas.
I'm heading up there. You should go.
We got to get him.
I'll be up there next weekend. So we'll take a break, come back with more.
I'm going to give you a note to give to Colin.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Set it up. This is from Fred.
Yeah.
You're going to like that.
Close out all of your interviews on your knee.
That's it. We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Mike Gary, thank you for that good report. And Fred Dreyer's here as well. Here in the Sports Lounge, we'll be right back.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends?
Staples has you covered with stylish and functional home office furniture and decor curated by Staples Work From Home Style Squad. And now, enter the Staples Find Your Work From Home Style Sweepstakes to win a home office makeover. Explore solutions for your workspace at Staples. See staplesconnect.com/findyourwfhstyle for rules and details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. N67.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Back at our regular time here, yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end.
How do you do?
I'm doing fine, and I'm glad you're doing. We got a couple of baseball items here to get to, and then we'll get to our mailbag here and see what we got for you. Trevor Bauer, you know, he was suspended for 2 years after being investigated relentlessly by the police on this hookup he had with this woman, and supposedly she said she was beaten up, but apparently evidence showed she wasn't beaten up when she left the house, and then miraculously she was beaten up when she made the accusations. Yeah. Anyway, he has not had one criminal charge put against him. The judge threw the case out of court, but Major League Baseball apparently is very upset about it, so they suspended him for two years. Now, I'm not condoning any kind of evidence of beating up people, male, female, whatever. I'm totally against that. But if the authorities, if the professionals can't bring any kind of a charge against you in court, what's the deal with Major League Baseball? Are their rules stricter than what we have in society, Fred Dreyer? Is that what the deal is? And if so, I think you get a lawyer and go to court and challenge him, and you can probably throw that out. And so Trevor Bauer has already protested this thing. He's going to go to Major League Baseball and try to argue against the two-year suspension. So the story that I saw today says, hey, you know, he may get it to lessen down, like a year coming off that, maybe more. I mean, that's a lot of time to throw a guy against the wall there and not allow him to go ahead and pitch or anything like that. 2 years. And no charges were against him. He beat every charge in court.
Well, that's my position has always been, why haven't we heard exactly what happened?
Correct.
Why don't we know why a man is now been forgotten and taken off of the playing field for 2 years?
Yes.
And what is what's the ramifications?
There's no court case pending anymore. We should be able to hear the facts.
He's not going to jail or anything. Yeah. They've already admitted that those marks on her face were
self-inflicted or something.
Were self-inflicted or put there?
Yeah, that's what it is.
By mistake.
That's what we've heard.
Yeah. Well,
those were the case facts. So we'll see what's going on. I don't know. What are your thoughts there? You know, we're on Facebook Live, where you can go to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. By the way, he's talking about his GalaxyCon.com big event coming up, and people are starting to talk about that, and you can get him
June 12th, by the way.
Yeah, and on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Now, Bruce says, back to the old schedule. He's glad that we're there. He says, I kept forgetting. Benjamin says hi to you and I, Fred from Ottawa. Pamela says, how do you think Kevin O'Connell, the former offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl champ Rams, will do as the new head coach for the Minnesota Vikings? Fred, your thoughts on that?
I couldn't tell you. I got to assume that he's a trusted worker ant in the pro football market field, in the market field. So I got to think that he knows what he's doing. He took the job because he thinks he can win there with the personnel that he has.
Yep.
And, you know, all these things are a pig and a poke.
Nikki says, hi from Nebraska. Kathy said, good afternoon. She's in Lawndale, and we got a good people there. So you can go again, Facebook Live. We're at crntalk.com with the video. We're on Roku with the video. And, of course, on the Sports Byline Radio, we're there. And we're also on SiriusXM Radio and at CRN Talk, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Now, we also have some power ratings for you this week from baseball. And there's been a flip-flop this week. The Dodgers have gone into the number one ranking, followed by the Yankees. It was flip-flop last week there. And the Dodgers are back on top after a one-week demotion. And they've had a seven-game winning streak, although they didn't sweep the Washington Nationals, and currently battling Arizona there. So, but Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman doing good. I mean, a lot of things have been happening there. Phil Bickford amazes me in the bullpen. He's been doing a good job. So we'll see what's going on. And what do you think about the Angels too? They've fallen off of the top five, but that Shohei Ohtani been doing quite a good job.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
Yeah,
he'll be around for a long time.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Now, you want to get into the mailbag here? Do I have that here? Let's see if I've got it for you. And we'll get to that with Fred.
I want to talk a little bit about Trevor Bauer.
Go ahead. Please, go ahead. Do it now.
We can do it right now.
Yeah.
This guy, Trevor Bauer, signed a $90 million contract for 3 years with the Dodgers. And they've already given him some of that money. He's been taking it. He's been suspended with pay. And then just recently, when they found out that, we're not going to pull charges against him, but the league, the collective bargaining agreement is going to step forward now and speak to the public as the voice of baseball. So the court system, the police, the detectives, all of these people who were in charge of this now said, we find him innocent of all charges. So what we're going to do is we're going to allow Major League Baseball to step in and have their go at it. So they decided that they were going to take him and out of the workplace for a couple of years and without pay. And so now he's going to sue. What I think will probably happen is that he'll sue baseball. And as long as he's suing baseball, no one will hire him.
I would agree with that. I think that you're right. That's going to be going on. You're right.
Yeah. So Bauer is kind of between a rock and a hard spot. He's being judged twice for the same crime by two different entities. Regular, as you say, the regular cops and robbers scenario.
Right.
And then they said, okay, we're done with him. Now baseball can have him. Okay, fine. Well, normally you would say, well, maybe, if the police and the detectives find out that he hammered this woman, beat her to a pulp, and they said, we're going to prosecute him, and we're going to push him to the wall here, try to convict him and get him thrown in jail. Then when that would have happened, then you would have had Major League Baseball come in and say, well, wait a minute, we've got to atone for him. We've got to make a ruling on him because there's $90 million out there. The Dodgers don't want this guy around. And if he is guilty, then this is something that we think that the league should step forward in and get him the hell out of baseball. And, by the way, we'd like some of our money back.
Exactly.
So seeing as that didn't happen, the police came in and said, look, we've looked at this thing now for a long time. We're done with it. We've exhausted it. So Dodgers, Major League Baseball, you can go accordingly and do what you're going to do. So they come out and say, we're going to suspend him for 2 years without pay. He's done. He can't play baseball for 2 years. And his attorneys say, oh, wait a minute now. Yeah, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, no. That's not going to happen. He's already been punished a year for something he did not do, did not break the law. And that fact cannot override or be overridden by a collective bargaining agreement. This, you know, this isn't something that, you know, we can, you know, play footsie with and ignore the fact that how can you, if the police department found that he did absolutely nothing, here are the circumstances of what they claim he did and what he actually did, then how can you say that he doesn't deserve to play baseball? So this is where I think this is all about negotiating that $90 million.
You know, it's all about money. You got to follow the money.
Well, they don't want to pay him a penny.
Right.
And they're going to have to pay him something.
Something.
Because it's a guaranteed contract. They have to pay him something. And if it's a guaranteed contract, then and they've decided not to pay him, what's the premise?
Yeah, exactly.
So
we'll see. As the weeks go on there's going to be a challenge there. Now, let's get to our mailbag because we're almost out of time here on the show today. Chris says, hi, Fred.
Hello.
I'm looking forward to your meet and greet on GalaxyCon.com.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun time. Good luck. Tell everybody about that, Fred.
Well, this is going to be fantastic. GalaxyCon, we set up a virtual a station here. We're going to be here at the CRN Studios, and we're going to have a live on the television on your computer, and we're going to have open court. We're going to have questions and answers, and we're going to talk about stuff. You can order certain things, pictures and paraphernalia. We can talk about pretty much anything you want to talk about, and it's going to be fun because I think this is the beginning of a relationship with a new company that we're working with, and that's just one of several different opportunities that's going to show itself.
June 12th, get the date down.
June 12th, 11 o'clock
Pacific time, 2 o'clock Eastern. So 2 o'clock Eastern, noon Central time, 11 o'clock Pacific time. Is it? It's 11 o'clock Pacific, so 2 o'clock Eastern. That's correct.
Yeah,
1 o'clock Central.
So we've been letting people know on, I think, on Instagram and
letting you know on the show.
And we'll chat with everybody and fill everybody in on what's going on. And you can ask anything you'd like. I hope to make new friends and push this ball down the road.
Ask your questions. You send them in here to the show. Ask them to Fred personally on a one-on-one time. Go to GalaxyCon.com. That's GalaxyCon.com. Now, Lebowski says, we need a Fred Dreyer biopic. Decade-plus NFL career, action TV star with a catchphrase and weekly, married to a Playboy centerfold. The 80s were awesome. They want to see this movie. Can we do something like this, some kind of a documentary on you, Fred?
Well, you can't ask me. I'm not going to do it.
It's out there. Jessica says, you were a regular at the Bicycle Shop Cafe. I didn't know that about you, Fred, and I've known you for a while. I used to go there all the time.
On Wilshire Boulevard?
Yes, it was a famous place there, the Bicycle Shop Cafe, a French restaurant, Wilshire Boulevard. And Jessica says, where I worked as a hostess in high school, do you remember what you would order?
I always remember what I order. It's the same
salmon?
Thing.
Salmon?
It was fish of some sort and soup and salads. And they had this, at the time I was eating bread. And
woman's having nightmares.
Exactly.
Yeah. And a chopped up salad there.
Yeah,
olive oil dressing.
It was great. I used to go there on the weekend, Saturday or a Sunday.
Yep. John says, damn, Fred, I loved you in Hunter and TV was entertaining. I was a career police officer here in Maryland. We're going to continue with this when we come back. We won't have time.
Yep.
We're up against the break.
Exactly.
Don't forget, email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We're here every week at this time, SiriusXM, Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Happy to have you all aboard. We'll be right back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the lounge. Final segment. This show flew by today. So
yes, it did.
We're in the mailbag here. And John says, damn, Fred. He says, I loved you in Hunter. It's TV and entertaining. I was a career police officer, John was, in Maryland. Nearly lost my life and then medically retired me. Knife through the neck on a domestic. He said, long story. I watched that show going through recovery. Fun to watch. A little unrealistic, but it really passed the time. Big fan. And that's your buddy, John Evans.
Hey, you know what's interesting about that, John? I have heard from every police officer that I've ever talked to, and I've talked to a good portion of them over the years for various reasons, the domestic
violence
phone call,
the
phone call that you get that there's a Bob and Mary are having it out, and be careful, is probably one of the biggest things a police officer has to deal with every day.
All right, we got some, again, our valedictorian here of the class, Pamela, likes to
say. That was it? No comment?
No comment. I'm with you. Pamela says, and we're going to save some of these for next week here. She says there's a lot of photos she has. We'll describe them for the radio audience. She says, you're trying to let off steam by running up and down stairs and everything. And so here's a picture she's got for you here of you. It looks like you're leaping off a freaking building. usually you throw bad guys off the building, but there's a shot of you doing your own stunt here, jumping down, going to land, I guess, on all
that
fours.
That was five stories I jumped.
You jumped five stories?
Right there.
Did you have a little gut wrench before you did it?
No, I just pulled my gun out and I jumped five stories.
Was there something kind of to catch you, like a...
No, a couple of grips. That was about it.
That was it? Tough guy he is, man, I'm telling you.
Oh, hey, listen.
Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Don't forget to send in your emails to Fred Dreyer. And the address, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, that's Fred. And then your Dreyer, D-R-Y, there's your dry. Put your E-R, it's your er. Together, yeah. It's your D-R-Y-E-R, your Dreyer.
That's good math.
At C-R-N, as in Championship Radio Network, C-R-N, talk, T-A-L-K.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Yeah, where's the rest of the photographs?
They'll be here next week.
Oh, we have to wait?
Yes.
These are some good photographs.
Something good. I know. We'll have them for you next week. Don't go wandering off. We'll see you then. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ooh, so long.